While hockey fans may not have lost interest completely in their NHL teams, they have lost this year's Winter Classic, the outdoor hockey extravaganza that's taken place every year since 2008 on New Year's Day. But as Ron Schachter reports, in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, players and fans alike are getting their fill of hockey in the great outdoors.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for your Williamsport Outlaws!
Novelty meets necessity could well be the theme for this year's Williamsport Outlaws. Last summer, fresh off their championship in the fledgling Federal Hockey League, the Outlaws fled their New Jersey birthplace, where they were constantly competing for fans with the NHL's Devils and Rangers and a host of other attractions in the New York City area. Outlaws coach and president Chris Firiolo says that this city in central Pennsylvania was an ideal landing place, with one exception.
The size of the city, you know, the demographics, all those things come into play, and we felt Williamsport was ripe for minor league hockey, and we felt that it had all the important ingredients and variables. The only thing was it didn't have an ice rink.
To make up for that notable omission, the city hired the same company that builds the outdoor rinks in various cities for the NHL's Winter Classic, held on New Year's Day every year since 2008, except this year. The new rink for the minor league Outlaws covers the infield of the local ballpark that's home to the single-A Williamsport Crosscutters baseball team. On the night of October 24th, with the temperature at 76 degrees and almost 4,000 fans in the stands, crosscutting gave way to cross-checking, and the Outlaws began an odyssey to become the first professional hockey team to play an entire home season outdoors. On this early January night, the thermometer hovers in the low teens. Barely 100 children and adults, buried in outerwear and clutching cups of coffee and hot chocolate in mittened hands, sit on metal benches in the otherwise snow-covered ballpark. Not that burly retiree Stu Seitzer minds. He's been to 5 Outlaws home games so far.
Yeah, I fish. I'm a night fisherman. So this is not a big deal to me. You know, what's the difference of sitting here on slab of ice fishing? I have a ton of clothes, so there's absolutely no reason for me to be cold.
In the seats facing the far end of the rink, a half dozen season ticket holders, calling themselves the third base crew and each holding a cold beer, take turns rooting for the Outlaws and banging on the backs of their metal benches. Scott Ryder says they even tailgate on game nights.
I'll miss it when it's not outdoors, yeah. And I think us guys will, too. There's a camaraderie of the core that's here, albeit however small it is, that like to come up here and we get dressed for it and we enjoy being here. We eat cold pizza in the parking lot before the game. By the time we're done with the damn thing, it's frozen.
Hey, go to the net. Don't stare at it. Go to the net.
Neither rain, snow, nor dark of night stay these hockey players from their appointed shifts, although one game was called last month on account of slush. So far, the second-place Outlaws have won almost 75% of their home games. Forward Martin Mocha says Williamsport's unique venue gives his team a distinct advantage, but at a cost.
If you play one game, it's a different story, you know, but being here for practice early in the morning, 8, 9 o'clock, when it's like in teens, 8, 9 degrees, it kind of wears out on your body, you know, you get a little chilly here and there, but, you know, we got used to it, and luckily we were winning at home, so it's fun.
Fellow forward and 11-year veteran Anthony Battaglia takes a more nostalgic view of the proceedings.
You don't play many games outdoors, you know, once you get older, you know. It brings you back to, like, you know, when you're a little kid and you're playing in the pond and stuff. So it's been a really cool experience, bringing me back to, you know, growing up.
Next fall, the Outlaws will move indoors to a new civic center currently under construction. After their last outdoor home game on January 21st, they'll head to the warmer confines of opposing arenas for the last 7 weeks of the regular season. The Federal Hockey League playoffs begin, indoors, on March 11th. For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schachter.